I'll get back to calls in a moment. Jonathan's been in touch, though, with an extraordinary tale. February 9. February 9 is an important date in this issue. That's the date an infectious COVID case worked at a cafe, Terminal 4, Melbourne Airport, February 9. Every traveller through the place that day was contacted by local or interstate authorities, told them to test and isolate for 14 days, Tier 1. February 9. Fast forward to 20th of February, 11 days later, Jonathan got a call from the Victorian Health Department. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Neil. Thanks for your time.
What did they tell you on the 20th, 11 days later?
They told me that I was a primary close contact and had been exposed to coronavirus. But in fact, I wasn't even at Melbourne Airport on that day.
And it took them 11 days to tell you, even though you weren't there?
Yeah, I was actually in Sydney at the time for work. I flew out of Melbourne Airport, Terminal 1, 4 p.m. on Sunday, February 7, on a Qantas flight.
Terminal 1? You weren't even at Terminal 4?
Correct.
So you told them that on the 20th, did you?
I did. I told them that on the call, but they said, because they're a contract tracer and they had no power, they said that I needed to immediately isolate and get tested on Saturday.
Well, hang on. So you travelled on the 7th. The problem was the 9th. The problem's at Terminal 1, you're in Terminal 4, but for some reason they've decided you're at risk. So you've had to isolate now.
Yeah, so I got a negative test result back on Sunday, but until they acknowledged the mix-up, so when I went for my test, they said, oh, this is your day 11 quarantine test. So apparently today's day 14 of quarantine, even though I only found out about it on Saturday, but I'm still, you know, isolation in my apartment until... They acknowledge officially that it's a mix-up.
Well, you'd be out of quarantine today if they accepted that it did happen on the 9th of February, but then you weren't tested. So you're actually sitting locked up now, are you?
Yeah, I've been at home since the call on Saturday because I actually was door-knocked yesterday afternoon at 4:30 by the Department of Health, making sure I was here isolating, and I explained the situation to them again, even though it was someone different, and I still haven't heard anything, so yeah, I'm still stuck.
Let's just repeat this. People who travelled through Terminal 4 on the 9th were the problem. You travelled through Terminal 1 on the 7th.
That's correct.
And they've had you locked up ever since.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not sure whether someone with the same name as me was at Melbourne Airport on February 9th, and they've got the wrong number, phone number, but it just seems bizarre.
Did you ask how they got your number?
No, because they listed my name, my date of birth, and my phone number. So they were of the belief that I was there on February 9.
I guess Qantas might have given it to him from the 7th, but geez, that's a bad blue. What do you work for a living? What do you do?
I do. I work in the media. I had to cancel my shift on Sunday, and just waiting to hopefully get out and go back to work on Friday, hopefully.
What do you do in media?
Just work in sports media.
Okay. Well, you don't work through the week, don't you?
No. Not at the moment, no.
You keep barking at them to try and sort it out?
Yeah, I've asked for clarification. The original contact tracer told me that there's a backlog, but hopefully I receive an official acknowledgement of the mix-up and that'll be free to leave isolation within 48 hours, but it's over 72 hours now, being Tuesday, so yeah.
So when are you due to be out of isolation on their figures?
Well, today's apparently day 14, so I'm guessing today's the last day, and hopefully I'll be free to leave my place tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Jonathan. We'll see if we can't sort that raise it with the health department. Jeez, that's bizarre. So the problem was Terminal 4 on the 9th, he was at Terminal 1 on the 7th, and they've been insisting, he's been locked up ever since. Goodness me. And they won't let him out. What a mess. And maybe there's somebody out there that they should have been talking to.